So whatever it is they did with that graphic, I understand it's supposed to look like some vintage photograph. With, I understand the look, but it's coming across as a smeared bad print.
I think so
it's just off a little bit.
If you zoom in a little bit, it's a little clearer. That's I think it's either called like a color burn or a color dodge or something like that. It's almost like a drop shadow.
Yeah, I understand. But my point is that it doesn't come across correctly. And
if you're far away, if you're real close,
I zoomed in as far as I can go. Chan,
get a look, Teresa, are you doing the magic eye thing with your eyes? Are you looking
hey, men, can you stop explaining just for a sec?
Hold on, there's so little opportunity for me to Photoshop splain. I really feel like I got to take this opportunity. Welcome to AE Double Back, the show that mansplains and Chansplains and Caldersplains and Teresasplains
and Lake Pontchartrain trainsplains.
We we planes, trains, and automobiles splains.
Yeah, I have more.
You're not joining in, Teresa. Would you like me to explain to you what the joke is that we're
please? let's just waste everyone's time.
Just talk about All Out.
Woo! Oh my God.
I mean, I feel like All In, I was like, you know what? Like, maybe we should do an episode. Now we'll just sort of like cram it in there. After All Out, I was just like, I want to do like a full episode. And we couldn't, obviously, because we have lives. We can't be bothered.
Says you.
To do extra episodes.
We all say we have lives anyway.
But like, I don't know. It was the thing that I was telling Calder at one point was that I was really pleased and surprised that they did one kind of show for All In, and it was a really happy, everybody goes home, you know, satisfied, a lot of face win, kind of like feel good wrestling, a lot of goofy stuff. And then All Out was what I tend to think of as like, you know, like the old school AEW vibe of just like, here's a bunch of crazy matches that will make you squirm in your seat because you're like, oh my God, what are they doing to each other? And just like unrelenting for like 5 hours. And that is its own, you know, particular thing that, you know, is great. I love it. And the fact that they could do those two so close to each other, I do not want to do that. I do not want two pay-per-views in a week because it's too much.
No, I mean, this is how you...
It's good.
This is how you beat WWE. They want to do monthly pay-per-views. You answer with weekly.
No, because we tried that already. That was called... Oh, geez, what was it? It was... I want to say it was TNA before it was TNA. I don't even remember what it was called, but like they tried to do weekly pay-per-views and it sucked and nobody watched.
But and so then the regular show was daily, I assume.
Yes. Yeah. It was like every third hour. I don't know what you call that, but you know, it was a lot of wrestling. There was a lot of wrestling going on.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, what were your thoughts about All Out?
There's a
lot. You were so stoked on Sunday. You were like bursting.
Was I? let's see. I was sad that Powerhouse Hobbs did not win. I knew at some point Miro's wife was going to show up at AEW. I think it's weird. I think they gave her just like a weird moment. Like it didn't come across well.
Oh, I loved it because it was so weird.
It was really weird. So it's like, I don't know what they're going to do now. And we haven't seen her yet. Of course, it's not Collision yet. So I'm assuming we'll get some sort of follow up.
Oh, is Teresa going to watch Collision this week?
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen anymore.
Teresa and Collision collide.
Up is down, black is white, dogs and cats living together. Teresa watching Collision.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny.
I read that she didn't even get a name decided on yet as of the pay-per-view, so that like no one calls her anything and she doesn't call herself anything because they don't know yet.
That's true. Wild. She just came out as Hot and Flexible or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. I personally felt like the match between MJF and Adam Cole in the Dark Order was like just kind of, they had nothing else and they just threw that in. And maybe everyone else has a satisfying feeling about it. I didn't necessarily feel that way.
The thing that happened afterwards basically was probably the high point of the pay-per-view for me. As MJF is walking up the ramp, Samoa Joe's coming down. And he just shoves him. And he gives this smirk that is just amazing. Here, it is Joe. So good. And then it turns out it's like a callback to NXT. And just like on so many levels, this thing was just the briefest moment. And I loved it. And it, you know, it's booking for future. And it's just perfection.
It was great. A great example of how there's the difference between the promotions that AEW so it acknowledges the existence of other promotions that they'll build a story off of one.
Yeah. You know? Obviously, I loved Eddie and Shibata. Yeah. Let's see.
Powerhouse
and Moxley. Whew.
Oh boy.
Well, yeah. Oof. Hold on. Well, let's leave that for the last.
Okay.
I think Hobbs and Mero was great. It was a fine match, but the way the audience got into
it. Oh my God, it was hilarious. I mean,
it was so wonderful.
Then they made a shirt that just says meat after the crowd's just incessant chant of meat, meat on meat, all this stuff, meaty meat, mo better meaty meat burger.
Meat forever.
Which, by the way, is an actual burger place that used to be here in LA when I first moved here. Mo Better Meaty Meat Burger. It's like the most brilliant fucking name on earth. But anyways,
I have no idea what you're saying. Right now.
Mo Better Meaty Meat Burger? How do you not know what I'm saying?
Never. This does not compute.
Whatever. So then let's see. Boop, boop, boop. What else?
Tony Storm being crazy in the Statlander Ruby Soho match.
Well, yeah, her, thwarting the match a little bit.
Hiding under the ring, busting out, stealing the paint can, just being totally nuts and 100% entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's great. Yeah. I love the idea that somebody's reason for interfering in a match could be, they are Norma Desmond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Daniels and Starks.
Strat match. The strat match.
Oh my goodness.
That was unfucking real. And it ties in well with today. If we want to go ahead and talk about it, we don't have to yet though.
Let's wait because it's so delicious.
It's so good. I just was so in Ricky's corner. And of course, he didn't win, which is all I'm going to say in the moment.
He didn't need to.
Because we're going to go on and talk about it.
He got stupid over because like both of these guys just were amazing.
No, I know. This match. I know that, of course. I'm just saying I'm bummed. Because yeah, I wanted him to win, of course.
But then afterwards, Danielson's putting him over. You know, they're like, hey, how's your arm? You know, that broken ass arm that you shouldn't even be here. And it's like Ricky Starks carried me through, you know, and everything they did was so that he wouldn't have to take any like serious bumps on the arm. And like I never noticed a moment, and there was a moment where I was like, oh, yeah, they're going real light so that he doesn't, you know, injure himself. They were just so intense and great. Both of them just,
yeah,
I loved it.
Yeah, I don't want to go do anything if I even have memories of being sick or hurt. it's wild that he's like, well, I have a massively like broken arm. I'll just, not hit him with that one.
I'll just sell it with my face. With my damn
sell it with
face.
Our smiles.
Yeah.
Mercedes Martinez and Diamante, they are just like the most frightening looking wrestlers, women wrestlers. You know what I mean?
Just say like, wrestlers.
It's wrestlers.
That's
wrestlers.
What they are.
They are.
And they should be getting pushed like wrestlers instead of just pre-show.
Legit, they come across as badasses. They look like badasses. They wrestle
also
like
Athena?
Badasses. And
Athena's
Athena.
Pretty amazing.
But I mean, Mercedes Martinez and Diamante, I feel like they are always like kind of put together. But I was excited to see that. And I was excited with the match itself. But like, because it was Chicago, Sky Blue is being super highlighted. And I'm like, of all these women, you know, no offense, Sky Blue, but I'm just, you're the least that I feel. And I don't even think Chicago was feeling you much. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of a bummer, the whole thing. So it was, they give her all the spots because it's her hometown. And
fair. And I don't want to like come down on any wrestler because they're all amazing. But it seems she's pretty much like at the top of her abilities or capabilities at this point. She's going to get a lot better. But like, you know, that she's kind of plateaued now. There's all these other women that have so much to show. And they don't even show up on TV.
I know. And that's the thing where I'm like, are you seriously going to just drop and remove talent that would make something much more interesting as opposed to, are you really going to push someone just because it's their hometown? Be like, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this because we're in Chicago. Or are you going to just get like the most interesting fun players to have an interesting, fun match that could build an interesting storyline. You're not going to get much of a storyline out of Sky Blue. I'm sorry, but you're not.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I think it's perfectly fine to have her go over in her hometown. But the problem is
that week,
the other 200 something days of the year,
they were already there for like, what was it? Collision and Rampage. I mean, it's like, it's not like they weren't there already. You know, it's not like she didn't already have a match that week in her hometown. You know what I mean? So, whatever. I just was a little, I always have my issues with how they book the women, and this is another one.
Yeah.
I liked the Acclaimed and Jeff Jarrett and all that. I thought that was a fun, weird match. I liked
Omega and Takeshita.
Of course. Omega and Takeshita, of course.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Samoa Joe and Shane Taylor?
And, well, we haven't talked about it yet.
It's fine.
I loved that, like, the ref caught the screwdriver. That's always good.
Oh, yeah. And Omega, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Darby Allin Luchasaurus.
Yeah. I was like, there's no fucking way this motherfucker is wrestling. What is he doing? He just like completely broke his back into pieces and now he's doing this. What? But he did.
He did it.
Wild.
I liked the match with Shane Taylor. I just had never seen him before, so it was kind of neat to see that. What was the crowd's reaction? Because I wasn't at the movie theater.
It was okay.
Yeah, I don't recall the audience we were among. It wasn't an audience like the ones that we've experienced together. Like the AMC theater audiences like get really wild, and I don't honestly recall that. We were at Los Angeles's silent theater, so we got a lot of polite applause
silent
and jaunty piano music.
Yeah, I was going to say golf claps.
I think I certainly wasn't even aware that that was an option, and I think a lot of people don't. I hope that because we went to our normal Burbank theater, and they're like, what is a pay-per-view? So we had to, like, on the fly, we bolted down for Fairfax and, went to the silent movie theater. And I hope that maybe next time people sort of realize, like, oh, like those, like the closest theater is silent movie theater. Let's go there. And then we'll get a much bigger house. Hmm. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't like that at the silent theater, you can't buy like a popcorn and soda and then relentlessly refill over and over and over again.
Bummer. That is not cool.
I don't know.
Yes, you agree with us. You agree.
Yeah, you get it. You get it.
But Orange Cassidy and Jon Moxley, that was intense. And
that was amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And, you know, we knew that when Orange Cassidy lost the belt, it was going to be intense. It was going to be at his absolute limit. And I think we got that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the amount of time that they drew it out was probably right. I don't know that they would have benefited from going much, much longer. It really ended on a good peak.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was amazing. I was exhausted afterwards. I loved it a bunch. Oh, yeah. And then a quick shout out too for Bullet Club Gold versus Young Bucks and FTR. I was not expecting that to be anything in particular. And the fact that it came after Omega Takeshi, I'm like, yeesh, this is going to be, you know, a real letdown. And they do what they do best when they have, like, you know, these bigger matches, just like bing, 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 one after the other, you know, people jumping in and doing things with like a constant flow of action. And it, it kind of got me back up for the final match. It was just really well paced, all of it.
Yeah.
That was all out.
Yeah.
That was, and it was real good. Real, real good. Liked it a lot.
Real good.
Mm-hmm. Real good.
Then Dynamite happened.
We had Dynamite today, though. So we can talk about that because it's appropriate.
Sure, let's get into it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the first thing was Orange Cassidy coming out and the crowd chanting, "Thank you, Orange." And I was like, that must feel really good. Is he going to cry? Because, like, I would cry if it were me.
And that's why, like, he has sunglasses.
He's like, "Hey, thank you." And then he was like, "Championship or no, I'll be here every week." And I was like, that's really cool. And this is its own segment because then good. I thumbs that up.
Because my note here, first off, is like Orange Cassidy is going to do an in-ring promo.
Yeah.
And it was, as you expect, hella short. And he says, "I'm going to be here every week because I'm Orange Cassidy," and it's that buildup, like, you know, "and I want to kick your ass," and it's, "and I don't have a catchphrase," and everybody chanted along with it. And my note was, "You son of a bitch."
Yeah, he's got because one now.
He is so wonderful and great, and Orange Cassidy is the best, and all the thumbs for him.
Somebody observed that like the tragedy of Orange coming out without his backpack at all. Like, that was like when I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, that is kind of the real emotionally heartrending, like, component of the whole thing in a way.
Yeah.
Well, so did you guys thumb it?
Oh yeah. Better thumbed it up. Mm-hmm. I will.
Mox comes out and, like, this
he comes out while Orange is still out.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. And, that's where it was confusing at first. I was like, is this going to happen? I was like, oh, no. These are separate. Then AR Fox and Darby Allin come out, and it's Darby's just there for moral support. It's Mox versus AR Fox. I didn't think this was bad. It was kind of a short match. Mox won. I thought it was fine. I gave it a middle.
Yeah.
Yes. I upped it. I thought it was solid. Yeah.
I guess I middled it as well because I felt like sort of unsure of which way to go. So I guess that tells me.
Fox has always been good at, you know, like doing a credible job. like, yeah. you know, you're like, oh, this is really entertaining and enjoyable. We know he's going to lose. It's still kind of a bummer that they pulled him out of the Mogul Embassy, and, you know, like, because they're mad at him or whatever. It's a shame. I would like to see the story, but yeah, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and this is, you know, coming from somebody who does like acting and auditioning in LA. You've got to have your passport ready, man. You're gonna miss out on opportunities if you don't. So that does suck, but it's not that complicated to do.
We've got Darby and Air Fox. They're still in the ring after this match because Air Fox loses and Darby comes in. And up on the screen is Christian Cage and Luchasaurus. And basically, is this when Christian Cage talks to Nick Wayne, or was that later?
Yes,
it is. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's on commentary later, but...
All right. Okay, so he's talking. So basically he goes up to Nick Wayne backstage somewhere and is like, oh, I watched your dad, and you know what? He sucks even more. And it was just kind of funny. Like, it's so dumb. You know what I mean? It's just so silly. So that bit, I gave a thumbs up.
Yeah, I like the direction this is going, and there's a little bit more of a hint later on that like Nick might turn on Darby and then go under the wing of Christian, which is a little gross, but also super awesome. So we'll see where it leads.
Yeah.
Probably they play out in total the whole plot of Gangs of New York, where something similar happens.
Would you thumb it, Calder?
Don't know.
I thumb it up. Yeah, you never saw Gangs in New York? It's pretty good. It's not anyone's best that's involved, but it's good.
It's all right. I'm gonna undercut everything you say, Calder. I'm kidding.
Okay.
So Chris Statlander comes out, and I was like, why is she wearing the Zoolander outfit again? Is this gonna be her new uniform?
Hopefully she runs through all the Zoolander outfits.
Well, she's only done one so far. So my guess is that she's not going to do that. But she is up against Emi Sakura. I love Emi Sakura. I love her shouting and screaming. I
wish she would win more.
I know. Statlander wins.
What I hope is that this was kind of a test match where, like, they're like, well, does she show out? Because if she does, she loses now, but maybe she gets to go a little hot later.
I would like to think that, but I mean, she's been there for a minute, like this most
but she's
recent
barely been
go-round.
on the TV show, so like, yeah. it still feels like they're testing the waters to me.
Look, I don't think AEW knows what the fuck they're doing ever when it comes to women. And yeah, anything that you would think would be what they're going to do because that's what they would do with the men is not what they do with the women. So if you think that this is going to lead to something, you're wrong, because they fucking shit the bed every single fucking time. So what I'm frustrated with is that all of the things that we're coming up with, it's like real simple shit, right? Like, we're not geniuses. Everything we're saying about what they could do with these characters is very fucking simple and basic. So it's the least amount of effort they could put into it. And they're not going to do it. I guarantee you they're not going to do it, because I have fucking had it with AEW. I fucking had it with Tony Khan when it comes to women. Like, seriously, what kind of misogynist piece of shit is doing this right now? I'm so mad about it. I can't even get my head around it. He finally got the balls to do something about CM Punk. And it was like, you know, a day late, a dollar short. You know what I mean? Punk effectively quit at the exact same time. So it's kind of like, well, you really didn't do anything, did you? You know, he threatens your life and quits all at the same time. Well, you know, now you can do that. Okay, fine. I'm so mad right now
for saying so, but I think quitting is a firing offense.
Yes, it is a fireable offense.
I will say that I agree with you, but also I lived through the Divas era, and so my standards for what's considered misogyny are this is child's play compared to some of the shit that went down back in the 90s.
I'm sure. Are you kidding me? In the 80s, they were just like, you know, bikini models, practically. You know what I mean?
In the 80s, they had some badasses.
Well, Madame Moolah, but like, who else? Scary Moolah, Sherry?
Medusa, the Crush Girls. Oh, my God.
I only remember Jane and Madame Moolah.
But yeah, there's... Yeah, I agree. We all agree here.
Absolutely.
I thumb this segment up.
Yeah, I thumb
segment. Yes.
All right, so then we've got Jericho and Sammy. Boo.
Nope, we had a Roderick Strong promo.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
It was... I like where it is and when it is. I think the tone was a little off. I've struggled really hard to get here, and the thing that was working is this over the top, you know, I'm a crazy person kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Here's why I accidentally forgot to write it down, because it's the same story we get from every wrestler.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, okay, we have to come up with something else. Like, I as someone who also had an alcoholic parent, I mean, I get it, but I'm also like a full adult like they are, and I'm not angry at the world over it anymore. You know?
This is a promo for a different wrestler or Roddy at a different time.
It's a bummer to transition him to that.
Yeah.
For it to be now is so bizarre, because it's like, why am I supposed to feel anything for him right now? You know, like, we were supposed to feel bad that he got ditched by his best friend, but he was such a whiny asshole about it that it's like, that would be funnier and more interesting than like trying to now take it back to feel sorry for me kind of stuff, or like, I'm a real person kind of stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Also, he sounds like he's from California, and I don't think he is, but he really sounds like it, if you know what I mean. if you know, he kind of sounds like it. Adam, just like from Cole, the Bay.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, he sounds like he's from the Bay or something. Anyway, all of his sentences go up. Anyways, whatever. That's why it just sort of like blanked out of my head, because I'm like bored.
Oh, the joke's on you. He's from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, see, mm-hmm. I knew he wasn't from California, so must be a generational thing. Like, maybe, I don't know when that would have been, but whatever. Yeah, I wasn't into it. I'm going to down it.
I am also downing it.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't... I feel weird about it, because nobody did bad in it. Yes. It was just like wrong place, wrong time. So it feels like part of it was working in a way. So I'll middle it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now we've got Jericho and Sammy versus Aussie Open. This was fine. I just am like so disappointed in Sammy and Jericho getting back together. Now, it led to something interesting where they got in like mad at each other and sort of in a fight a little bit afterwards. Why did I have to why hasn't that been like 2-3 weeks ago? You know what I mean? Like, why is this? I can complain all night long.
Please do.
That seems to be my thing tonight, is just complaining. So, but I don't know. It's just like, I care less about what's happening with them than if this had happened 3 weeks ago. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm supposed to be interested in what's happening, and I'm not. Like, I'm given this match with Aussie Open. Okay, it was decent. It was fine. I love seeing Aussie Open, so that was cool. Aussie Open did not win, which is interesting. So Jericho and Sammy are still supposed to be the champions, reigning heroes, and now they're in a fight. And Jericho's not sure what to think of that. Okay, well, I don't care. 3 weeks ago, I was curious and I wanted to see what would happen. But now I'm just like, no, I just don't care.
Well, you better learn to care, because next week that he's going to announce a meeting to be held the following week.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to want, but I know what it's like. You don't know what you want. You just know what you don't like. And I can say, I don't like this. I don't know what I'm supposed to want instead, but I don't like this. So
Teresa is tough on waiters.
No. I'm great at a restaurant. Trust me. But I middle this. I'm just mad at the booking is all.
Yeah. I feel the same way I always do about this storyline of Sammy and Jericho. Like, I don't care. It was a fine match, but I'm especially miffed because there is no reason to put Aussie Open in this position. They're an amazing tag team that should be in constant title contention because they're real good. But then they just had them drop the ROH titles and then just go on a losing streak to everybody for no reason. And I'm getting real, real irritated by it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're only going to use whatever, I mean, there's so many other groups that they could have paired Jericho and Sammy with, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, yep. What about Silver's, you know, Silver and Reynolds, they were complaining they haven't had matches lately. Well, you know.
Yeah.
What about
Butcher and Blade? And I don't.
Butcher and Blade.
I never feel bad when they lose because they're amazing and I'm just happy to see them.
I just want to see them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about Jason and Johnson Reynolds?
No. They don't get any.
Nobody knows Jason Reynolds anymore. That joke was like 4 years old now.
Look.
And I would love it if someone remembered the original fucking thing that came from. I would love it.
If you remember the OG Jason Reynolds, please it's tweet like at us.
Ongoing gag that I really don't know if anyone knows what the fuck we're talking about when we say it. Because
the show wasn't even called this when.
The show had a different name at the time.
The important thing is that I know and my Lord knows.
Miro?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Your redeemer. What'd
you thumb this called?
I thumbed it up for Aussie Open.
Okay.
All right. So then we have a Ricky promo regarding the strap match with Danielson.
Whoa.
Damn, dude. Wanted to cry for him. He makes the point that he was choked out, not tapped out, and that no one in the company could make him tap out. He would rather die than tap out. And motherfucker did look like he was fucking dying. I was like, what am I watching? What are we watching right now? Like, I was like, what? Ricky, no, Ricky. My God, he sold the fuck out of that. This was the best promo, I think, ever in the history of promos. He says, don't give me a piece of bread and say I've been fed. Mm-hmm. Just everything that came.
Full course meal.
Everything that came out of his mouth was perfect. His emotion was perfect. It's like if he never acted in his life, he then could sweep the Oscars next year because he has so much fucking talent in his body. He can do anything. Motherfucker knows he can do anything, right? I'm sure he as a person is fully aware of this. But it's unbelievable to see. Like, not only is he a great wrestler, not only is he like able to put up with all kinds of bullshit in the ring, but then he's just got the perfect fucking promos ever. Ah! I feel you, Ricky. I feel you. And I also am mad at AEW on your behalf. I don't know what it's going to take, Ricky. We have all been asking for a Ricky push for years now.
Yeah, damn. Absolutely. I feel mild conflict because, well, it's like I don't know what to liken it to, but he is so good at doing this kind of a promo. But what I want, I think, all the time is the villainous Ricky, and this is face Ricky. Which is good.
I don't know about that because he is currently being booked as a heel, he's and this both. Kind of fire he's never had while he's a face. And if this is him going in as just like an angry heel, that's going to be something to watch.
Yeah,
yeah, but I mean, it's him like going on the strength of his own abilities as opposed to the. Like all the persnickety antics that
he here's do. The thing. There is a thing called a credible heel, and it's something that Triple H used to do and very few others. But basically they're just jerks who are also very good wrestlers and they don't do any of the cowardly shit.
Well, I don't deny that. I guess what I want is somebody who does do that.
Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. He can do that. But if he's showing me something new, I'm all about it. And if he can do that credible heel thing, like I said, almost nobody can do it because, you know, you have to get people to root against you. And if you're really good, then, you know, people want to root for you. And I'm just saying, I have high hopes. This is a really exciting stuff coming down the pike.
High hopes.
All right, we all thumb this up, right?
Of course. No question. Okay. Renee Paquette talking to Don Callis and Takeshita. They're talking about how Takeshita beat Kenny two times. Now Takeshita's the man to beat, and there's going to be an unveiling of a portrait next week, or was it on Saturday? I can't remember now.
I believe it's next Dynamite. Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I can't say I don't like seeing Takeshita or Don Callis. I love seeing them. I would rather them just show me the portrait. So it's kind of a middle because I'm like, I don't know why, but yeah.
Yes, it's Don Callis and it's Konosuke Takeshita, but also this is a promo for a promo segment.
Yeah.
And I will middle it because it's Don Callis and Konosuke Takeshita, but just know they're treading on thin ice and I normally thumb this kind of nonsense down.
Yeah, it's.
But I do want to see the painting. So
I do want to see the painting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Calder.
Yeah, I up it. I thought it was good.
Okay. MJF's coming out.
Jesus, Pollyanna, what is happening here?
Well, Teresa's the complainer.
I'm taking it on my shoulders tonight so that the rest of you can rest easy.
I feel bad. That's like my job and I'm just not doing it.
The burden's so heavy.
MJF has got two belts. I thought he was being funny. And then Samoa Joe comes out and MJF says something like, oh, Joe, you must have thought the ice cream truck was here. And he's like, he says something like, the last time I went to an ice cream truck, I was the biggest star on the other company's network. And I was like, woo. And he's like, what's the problem, kid? And then MJF does a peewee joke, which I thought was really funny. Mechalika high, your schmeckle's tiny, Joe. And then the crowd starts shouting, tiny dick. And then the crowd's shouting, fuck you, Joe. Boy. And he said, a lot of you are sounding like your mothers.
That feels like, that feels like from earlier in his career. That doesn't sound, I can't imagine the last time any crowd chanted, fuck you, Joe. It must have been like, you know, like in the early 2000s when he was just coming up in ROH, and probably he's said that sort of thing to those like small crowds. But like, who would do that? You yell, Joe's going to kill you, because for decades now, Joe has been a killer.
Well, it's possible.
That's how over MJF is.
Yes. Yes, it is.
The entire crowd turns on this living legend.
Yes.
Fucking crazy.
But it's also possible that at some point or another, they said, fuck you, Joe, on WWE, but it was blanked out.
Possibly. But would you feel safe, even in a crowd of 5,000, saying that to Samoa Joe?
I mean, not in the lower bowl, no.
You know what? No. I would not trust my legs to carry me if I were in the farthest nosebleed seat imaginable.
You know what? But if I did say it and then he came after me, I'd just say, what are you, so soft? You're so soft. Are you CM Punk? You're so soft. That's what I'd say.
Both of you are have a death wish, and I don't want to be anywhere near you when this happens.
Anyway, so then there was sort of like a tussle with Joe and MJF, and Adam Cole comes out, and everyone keeps talking about MJF's neck, you know, so of course he's like really selling that bit. Joe goes away, and now Roderick yells at Adam as he comes down the plank or whatever. He's like,
it's a ramp.
You know what I mean? Adam's basically
he walks
like
the plank.
Adam's very worried about MJF, and Roderick's like, you have come down my neck.
Here, no, I'm sorry. He is not in the wrong here, because that's exactly what's happening. He's like, I hurt my neck. And Adam's like, I don't give a shit. And then Adam's new best friend hurts his neck. He's like, whoa, my best friend's neck. I mean, you know what? I know that this is all fake and Roddy's like being manipulative, but also he's not wrong. Adam Cole is a bad friend.
But that's, you know, sometimes, look, sometimes you're friends with certain people and you don't want to be anymore, but you can't say to their face, at least you should, maybe, I guess we should be the kinds of people that are like, you know what? I've appreciated our time together, but I think it's over now.
I think what you can do is kind of pull a therapist move and you just like point at your watch and say, oh, I'm sorry, we're at time.
No. What you do, Adam Cole invites, it says that he forgives Roddy, invites him over to his house, and then proceeds to lay into him again about what a bad friend that he is being. That's how you do it. That is the proper way to treat a good, long, long friendship.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
We're making references to stuff that won't make it on the air.
The whole MJF Joe Samoa thing gets a thumbs up from me.
Yeah, absolutely.
The beginning of MJF's promo, if it just left it before Joe came on, I would have middled it, because it was really just pedantic, not pedantic, just like standard fare. And even, you know, like when Joe comes out there, you know, he's got a like Pillsbury Joe boy, like, you know, Samoa Joe. It's just like run of the mill fat jokes. But the fact like that these two personalities are so strong that even if they were just saying gibberish, or if this were just like one of those scenes where like they were speaking in a foreign language, like you feel Joe's deal and you feel MJF's deal. And like when Joe gets to MJF to the point where, you know, it's like, you call me kid one more time, I'm gonna knock your teeth down your throat. Like, and then he like has to pull it back because he realizes that he, you know, he got like all of that stuff is just so good. And I very much look forward to the pay-per-view that's the Battle of the Lincoln Beards, because they both have that mustacheless beard that like kind of weirds me out. But all of this is great. Great.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and I you know what? If I could, I would give a bonus thumb to this episode, because this is the second time that we're cutting the segments together. You know, just like bleeding into each other. And I don't want it every single time, but if they do it two or three times an episode, I will be so happy.
I mean, could we have like some fades and wipes and stuff like that?
You got to match the beat so that you can mix the records together, and then maybe you do a little scratching with the segments, like.
I don't know if all of that is.
That's hip hop, baby.
I don't know if all of that is hip hop.
Is it? Interesting.
The part,
well,
the
I've been wrong my whole life.
With, I think a lot. I think a Look, part of that was like you choking on a hair.
That's yeah, basically
you sound like
what,
my cat coughing up a hairball.
No, no, that is black culture.
Oh my god! Yeah. You need to stop right
now. Oh boy.
Okay, so we've got Roderick versus Trent Beretta.
Mm-hmm. Nice stiff match here. I like it.
You know, I thought it was pretty good. I can't remember a match with Roderick, so it was good to see. I honestly don't. Yeah. I know that it happened, and I'm pretty sure it was a tag team match with Adam Cole, but like I literally don't remember anything about it. So
he's only had a couple in AEW, yeah. But like he like all four of them, Red Dragon, Cole, and Strong were amazing in NXT. And just they just put on match after match, just classics. So
this was a bracket match, and Roderick won, so he advances in the bracket.
Ooh,
I gave it a thumbs up.
I did too. There were a couple spots there, like when Roddy dropped Trent onto the apron, like on his back. I'm like, oh my goodness,
yeah,
that's a lot. It's a lot.
You know, it would be a crazy idea would be if a tournament meant that, like, if you win, you advance, but if you lose, you actually regress, so that there are, like, bracket names behind the first round, so that you fall back around and you have to win twice to move forward again.
Don't they do that in sports?
That's a round-robin tournament is what you just explained.
No, I'm not describing. It's not round.
It's a round robin. God.
Angular.
It's like a sentence diagram. It's a flat line.
Like time.
Yeah.
Flat,
that's right.
If it goes circle. Far enough, it goes all the way around.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. If you lose a lot, you go all the way to the final round.
Mm-hmm. To the beginning. All right. We got, did you guys thumb all this? I thumbed it up.
I thumbed it up. Yeah.
Okay. We got Renee with Toni Storm. She's doing the most grand damn, but saying she can't remember all of my performances. Let's look forwards. Then Renee's like, okay, well, let's look forwards then. What about your match coming up with Sri or something like this? I don't remember what she said. And then all I know is Toni Storm ended it with chin up, tits out, and watch out for the shoe. And she walks away, and then like a second later, the shoe flies by. I love it.
It was pretty magical.
Watch out for the shoe.
Shoe is the way they stretched it, and then Renee's like, oh, "Come on!" After she
she's like,
it
out. "Huh? Yeah."
Like awesome. I until the shoe like actually landed, I was like, "In her accent, did she say show?"
No, I knew it was shoe. I knew it was coming. I was like, oh, they've caught on to the fact that people thought it was funny. And they're like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
We're going to keep doing
that. Great.
Yes.
She says like, you always like to poke.
Yeah, she's funny.
Again, if there were bonus thumbs to be handed out, I would here because she is close to, if not the most entertaining thing currently running on Dynamite. I love it so much.
Yeah, I think that might be true.
It's a thumbs up for me.
Yeah.
Same.
We got Hangman Adam Page in the ring with Shivani. And as Adam was talking, I was looking at Shivani's mouth because Shivani was mouthing everything Adam said until Shivani got his shit together and closed his mouth. I was like, oh God, how rehearsed is this? But anyways, Prince Nana comes out and swerves. Oh my God. I fucking love Prince Nana so much.
He's so when he's doing the driving motion to dance, it's so good.
It makes me so happy. And then he sends Shivani home. He's like, "You're done here." Swerve got he's saying he got a new perspective, and there's something weird happening. So Swerve's trying to talk shit to Hangman on a page about charity. And then the people cheered when he said that, you know, why are you giving charity to Chicago public schools? Kids in Chicago are like delinquents and won't amount to anything. I was like, what the fuck? This was an easy boo and it was turned into cheers and claps.
I think
what
they just like Swerve.
What racist city was this?
I think it's just because Swerve is so awesome.
But also it was Indianapolis.
I don't think so. I don't think so. This sounded like that crowd believed what he was saying. Because you don't fucking cheer and clap when he says that shit. Clap. That's the thing. The clap. Right? You will shout or laugh or boo. But clapping? That's saying,
yeah, what's wrong with that? Yeah, what the fuck, man? You just wasted that money.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say for sure, but it's possible that the state that gave us Mike Pence might have come on a certain side of that.
That's true. They're listening to some phonos. But anywho, so that was a little disturbing. But then Swerve's also just a little bit off. I was thinking, God, you know, he must be sick or tired or something. He's usually 100% sharp, sharp, sharp. So this was a little weird. And the crowd was kind of, heckling him a bit about it. But anyways, I still loved his promo. I still loved what's happening. Hangman was mad and was going to walk away, but then he came back and then Brian Cage attacked him, and I don't know. Basically, like, Swerve is trying to get under his skin, and it eventually worked.
Yeah, I love Swerve, and he was a little bit off, but I thumb this up just because of the booking. Like, I so want to see Swerve and Page go at it.
I'm into this. I'm definitely into this, but
thumbs up.
Bom, 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 bom. Let's see. We've got a promo for the, I don't even know what, the brackets, I guess?
It's a Grand Slam round robin title eliminator
tournament. That's not what I would described.
Anyways, Jay Lethal, and then Penta, Alex, and Jeff Hardy. They all have little bits in there, and it's all great, and I give it a thumbs up.
Yes, I always love these like short little promo bursts, and even though Jeff Hardy is,
you know what I like?
I need
about
to be
him,
a
though?
World champion. I need to be a world champion.
You know what? But he said, "I'm tired of saying I'm sorry," and I was like, "Damn, dude, I feel that in my soul. I feel that in my soul, Jeff. I'm with you there.
Are you mad because Adam Cole invited you over to his house and just berated you? I get it.
I feel it in my soul, buddy. So, yeah. I gave it a thumbs up.
Same.
Yeah, good stuff.
And there was a mention, Taz mentioned earlier, you could hear him cracking up when they put up the little graphic of Roddy with the neck brace and the glasses. And it was real tiny, so I was like, okay, whatever. But then when they showed it big on the, they're talking about like next week, I'm like, okay, no, that Roddy wearing the neck brace and the glasses is an amazing picture. I love it.
So the match at the end of the night was Darby Allin versus Nick Wayne. Cage Luchasaurus came out so that Cage could be on the announce desk.
Yes.
At one point, Darby had to ask Nick to fight like he really meant it. And I was like, interesting.
That was fun. Yeah. I grabbed the mic in the middle and just sort of.
Because, you know, it can be difficult when you're up against someone you really like. You know, what are you going to do? Like, would Ray ever be in a match against Penta? No.
Yes.
Yes?
100%. At some point, they're going to do a brother versus brother match. They've probably done it a gajillion times down in Mexico.
Maybe. But anyways, it's not happening anytime soon.
Not anytime
soon. And if it did happen, they'd both have to make this some sort of weird moment to be like, all right, I love you forever, but right now, let's just pretend like we don't know each other.
This magic moment. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. So, yeah, it would be magic.
Yeah, that's right.
Darby wins and Nick is all confused. Something was happening. He's like, what's going on? What is this? Remember that? And now I can't remember what it was that was going on.
I mean, that's concerning to hear after a physical altercation.
Yeah.
Is it when Christian came out?
It must have been, but I don't remember. This is what I'm hoping you guys can. I was trying to tip off to you guys to finish. I don't remember.
Real subtle.
Nick Wayne said, I remember seeing him saying, what's going on after the match? But I don't remember what was happening. Christian Cage had something to do with it, but.
I don't.
Do you remember?
I don't recall that.
See, unclear.
I do know that afterwards, Christian and Luchasaurus were just sort of like hanging around at the top of the ramp. I know that because Christian took the belt and kissed it and then started making out with it. Whoa. Just like real subtly, just like moving the belt back and forth. Like he was like a person, and I lost it in my mind.
Oh, he's so weird.
Fantastic. Overall, I was kind of a little disappointed by the match because, like, there was this frog splash on the floor that just, like, didn't quite work. And there were some moments that were, like, real nice because, you know, they've worked together a bunch. So, like, they know how they operate. And there were some spots like the double crossbody that it was like, oh, wow, yeah, that's – hard hitting stuff. And then of course there was Darby missing his crazy ass dive out to the floor. Mm-hmm. Which Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this guy should not be having to do too much right now. Leave him alone.
But I think at the end of it, the fact that Christian is involved in this and just all of it just like is just wonderfully gross and delicious. I ended up giving it a thumbs up.
Ooh, interesting.
I middled it.
Mm. Yeah, I middled it as well. It was all right.
Wow. Okay. I definitely see, and I was kind of close to doing that. I'm really sold on where we're headed with this story, though. So
okay. I'm not. But go ahead.
You go on with your bad self. This is an 83% show. Oh, no, hold on. An 86% show.
Oh, gosh.
Interesting.
As much of a downer as Teresa's being, it ended up being still pretty good.
It's not me being a downer. It's AEW and Tony Khan being a downer and not booking women properly and doing some bullshit.
I agree. Yeah.
Anyways, whatever.
So yeah, that's, we've done the thing.
We did the show.
We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you enjoy wrestling, and we hope you enjoy hanging out with us talking about wrestling.
Yeah, I hope
we hope
was
you
all
enjoy
right.
your. We hope you enjoy your life, or that you get a good one.
Yeah.
The hell?
Ding dong, ding-a-ling, ding ding, ding ding, ding ding, doom.